Hey everyone, this is your weekly Divine Purpose Insights podcast. I'm Laura Molitor, Divine Purpose Coach and Spiritual Activist, and the host of this program. You can find out more about me and what I do at beingfreenow.com. This week I want to talk about trust. Seems like this so-called trust issues just keep coming up with my clients and friends and in my own experience as well. Feel like if we had a renewed sense of trust, we might experience a much freer and more joyful life. And that's what a divine purpose is all about, a life that has a beautiful intention, set in our hearts by God and fulfilled in our daily lives with gratitude and fearlessness. I think our divine purpose is definitely more clearly lived when we are more like little children, and less like jaded and cynical adults lacking in trust. Well, before you take issue with me on this, I want to clarify. I'm not promoting being naive or Pollyanna-ish. What I'm talking about is getting back to that innocent expectancy that's humbly willing and open-minded. I'm talking about taking each day with a fresh outlook and a desire to learn and grow rather than shut down, shut out, shut off because of some experiences or some individuals that may have been less than kind to us or maybe didn't meet our expectations. It may be that we have trouble trusting certain other individuals, our friends or family or loved ones. We may have trouble trusting those we deal with at our jobs or in professional relationships. We might have difficulty trusting the government or those who seem to have control over certain aspects of our lives. Or it may be that we just don't trust life to be good for us or to us. Maybe we don't trust ourselves to make wise decisions or be capable of accomplishing what we desire. Or maybe we just don't really trust ourselves to be strong enough or smart enough to avoid temptation or whatever. These trust issues can seem valid and they may be based on legitimate concerns, but my question for you and my challenge really today is, how well is this lack of trust serving you? Are you happy in it? Do you feel truly free to try new things or experiences or to share your true bright light with others? Are you losing this moment contemplating bad consequences and shutting the door on something that could be helpful or progressive for you? Are you judging your present and future based on past injustices, protecting yourself to the point of isolation or having so much armor on that you can't be seen for your true self? Let's see if we can at least begin to put our trust issues to rest. What it really comes down to is trusting God. And that to me means correctly defining Him, first of all, really knowing God for starters. God's will isn't leading you into situations of trouble and distress. His will is based on His nature. He's goodness, love, kindness, wisdom, oneness, justice, and joy. So trusting God isn't about trusting a blind guide. It's about trusting that which is really everything we actually cherish and desire in our lives, goodness and love. So persons might disappoint. Maybe certain individuals are not meant to be relied on, and we can let our wisdom, our kindness toward ourselves, lead us out of those relationships that seem like way too much work or that seem constantly to trouble us. We can walk away, not with anger or lingering resentment, but by maybe blessing the good in them or in those relationships and walking forward. Awake then to what feels right, righter and stronger, partly because of your awareness of what you need in your life from others. Trust that God is guiding you out of those wrong things, but not into limit. He's guiding you out of what is wrong and into what's right and bigger and better. So don't let an old experience keep you from new ones. There are people that have some growing to do, maybe. We want them to find their way as God would lead them. We can't do it for them. But neither do we need to carry the burden that keeps us small and confined because of that individual's maybe ignorance at the time or the fact that they maybe couldn't meet our particular standards. They may awake later and surprise you. You know, be hopeful of that for sure. And give them the same expectation for new understanding that you'd want put on yourself if you made a mistake in your actions towards someone. But then let them go. Try not to let resentment carry forward onto that clean slate of today. Trust that life, that God is guiding you into freshness and new opportunity. Take your awakened wisdom not as a reason to be fearful or paranoid that you'll be hurt again, but instead to be open to new and wonderful experiences, knowing you're alert and ready, but safe. And trust yourself. Just because you've maybe done things before that you aren't proud of or that felt somehow destructive, trust the true you to be much stronger and more powerful than the one that maybe has faltered a little bit in the past. You're not a vulnerable individual. You're built of better stuff than that. You are. Know this, trust your own good intentions, your inner strength, and trust the God that made you to be successful, to be a wonderful witness to His ideal as His own image and beloved child. Human life might have dealt you a few cards that make you want to hold the rest of them close to your chest. I think we've all been there at times, but don't lose out on an opportunity to get acquainted with others and with life in an open-hearted way. When you lose your childlike willingness and playfulness, you lose your soul, don't you? Seems so many people have become so used to not trusting that they, you know, almost wear it as a badge of distinction. People tell me, I can't seem to trust people. We have to let go of that as being your MO or that is who you are. Your inner self wants to trust. Your inner self is that child that wants to be a part of things, enjoy people and experiences in life. Take that burden, that label of distrust and suspicion off your innocent self. Don't label yourself as skeptical or ready to judge. That's not you, and you don't need to own that. So see what it feels like to be wise but open. Start by trusting God to have a greater vision for your life than you may see, putting yourself in that box of past experiences and letting other persons rob you of your freedom to enjoy today. Trust that you were built to share yourself and to share with others, and that you can do that fearlessly. Others may disappoint you. Yes, that's true. They might. But others may absolutely surprise and delight you. See what it feels like to focus on expectation rather than limitation and regret and fear of life, of living, of people, of things. Trust God. Trust yourself to hear His voice. Trust yourself to hear His voice leading you every step of the way. You have that perception of truth. You can wipe off yesterday's troubles and take away a learning experience rather than a reason to say no to something wonderful and new. So try to trust me on this. Being your genuine, trusting self, that child within, I know I say this a lot, but I just think it's so important. You find that child within and trust her or him. Doing that is much more fruitful, expansive, and like you really are. And you can do so much more for others when you're openly trusting, expectant, willing to share your sweet self with the world. One moment at a time. One wise and wonderful moment at a time. So that's what I got for you today. Thanks so much for listening. Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, SoundCloud, or Spreaker.com. if you're enjoying what you hear. And please feel free to reach out to me if you want to talk about anything that I've discussed here or on other episodes. I'd love to chat with you in more depth. I want to hear what you think, how I can help you, what's working for you. So reach out to me at lauramolitor@gmail.com. Again, I'm at beingfreenow.com. That's my website. You can also find me on Facebook. See you next week.